Welcome to Week 5 of college football season. We're already nearly halfway through the 2016 season. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor here at PunSports.com. We preview each week for you. We've done so throughout this entire 2016 college football season, and we're here to do it again. But before we move on to this week, which features three top 10 matchups and some very, very intriguing games, I want to get your take on what happened last week. It was a very intriguing week. We saw some finishes that were unexpected. We saw some comebacks and some controversial calls and endings. And yes, some legendary national championship winning coaches being fired, or at least one, and he was Les Miles. Just want to get your overall take on the week that was last week, Professor.
I think as you said, there were some real comebacks in the game. And if I were to look, it'd be three or four games that just kind of stand out to me. First of all, I think the Wisconsin win over Michigan State, that was a statement game for Wisconsin, and they may be a little bit better than we thought they were. And then when you think about Stanford and UCLA, UCLA were in perfect position to pull a big upset there and knock Stanford off the rails, but Stanford came back right at the end and made the play, and they won. What an ending to that game. And then Florida and Tennessee, it looked like
Florida, did they blow it, man?
Yeah, Florida
21-0.
Yeah, they were just cruising. And then all of a sudden, I mean, it went south on them in a hurry, and Tennessee came roaring back Jacob, I think the thing that surprised me is that Florida has quite a good defense, but yet they couldn't do anything to stop Tennessee. But then I guess if you're going to take the bizarre of the bizarre, you have to look at the LSU-Auburn game.
Yeah.
And it seems like their games are that way every year. There's something fluky that happens. And this one, I guess, was LSU won, and then Tennessee won, and then Miles lost.
Miles ultimately was the big loser. Talk about that for just a second. I want to get your opinion on Les Miles. He is a national championship winning coach. 114-34, I believe, is his record at LSU. A sensational 80% winning clip there. He's a legend at LSU, and here he is being fired. First of all, do you think it was warranted? Do you like the decision to let him go during the season? And where are we now with college football coaching that we have this happen?
Well, no, I do not think he should have been fired. I mean, if you think about it, had he won that game, had that first score stood up, he probably wouldn't have been fired.
Isn't that amazing?
So how in the world can you make a decision like that? But it was just a matter of fact that for some reason, Miles just wasn't making a connection with the LSU leadership. And so this gave them the reason to push him out the door, and they did. They didn't wait around to do it.
So we will continue to monitor that to see where LSU goes and who they will hire to replace Les Miles eventually. Right now they have Ed Orgeron, which is always an entertaining character. He is the interim head coach there in Baton Rouge. So we'll continue to watch that. They've got a game this weekend against Missouri that they want to make sure that they don't slip up and mess around with. That's in Tiger Stadium, so they should win that game. All right, let's go through some games this weekend, College Football Professor. We have some interesting upset specials. Maybe we're going to have eight games. I'm going to spit them out to you one at a time, and you give me a quick answer on whether you think there's any chance that an upset could take place. We'll start in the great Hoosier State, where number 17 Michigan State will visit Bloomington to play the Indiana Hoosiers. Any chance of an upset here?
Well, I think not. If you're going to put it a low possibility, medium, three high possibility, okay, I'd make it a two. Because
okay,
I think it is a chance. But, you know, Michigan State really underperformed last week, but Indiana hadn't been as sharp as I thought they would be.
I thought they would have a better season myself. Illinois at number 15, Nebraska. It's a home game for the Huskers. Any chance they slip up?
No.
Okay, so I'll put that as a zero there
on your
counter. Rutgers is traveling to the Shoe to play Ohio State. This is the second-ranked Buckeyes. Any chance?
No.
Okay, nothing there. What about North Carolina at Florida State? This is a Florida State team. We've seen them. We saw them get blown off the map a couple of weeks ago against Louisville, but they responded last week. Here they have North Carolina at home. Any chance of an upset?
Well, I think there is. Mm-hmm. I'd put this as a two.
Okay.
And again, but North Carolina hadn't been quite as sharp as I thought they would be. But I don't think that Jimbo Fisher's ever beaten North Carolina, in the ACC since he's been the coach there. But
very interesting.
But it'll be an interesting game. But I think FSU will win. But there's a possibility here if North Carolina plays like what we thought they would to begin the beginning of the season.
I am not going to rate these games, but if I were, I would put this one as a 3. Number 14, Miami rolls into Atlanta to play the Georgia Tech. I think this is one very dangerous game for Mark Richt's undefeated Hurricane squad.
Well, you know, the Bulldogs and the Yellow Jackets always, whoop, 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 Mark's not coaching the Bulldogs anymore, is he?
He knows Georgia Tech.
the Hurricanes, I'm not sure they're ready for that road game and that kind of situation. So I would put this I'd put it as a red tag look for an upset.
Let's travel south to the SEC now and further south. First of all, LSU, Missouri, we mentioned that game a second ago. Any chance LSU struggles with Missouri?
I do. I think it very well could happen. Actually, in Missouri, I don't know where they found this offense they've got. They've always had pretty good defense, but all of a sudden they've got this offense. If that offense is clicking, that's a real danger because LSU's offense, I don't know if it'll click anymore or not.
Drew Locke and company have had success in the last few games. Number 23, Florida, playing at Vanderbilt. Any chance here for the Gators?
No, I don't think so. I think Florida win this game with ease. Okay. I think maybe they'll, it'll be a wake-up call for them last week.
I think that Florida better be careful in that game. Number 9, Texas A&M at South Carolina.
Well, I think Texas A&M will win with ease, but on the other hand, South Carolina in the SEC, all of a sudden a team raises up and does something beyond the ordinary. And if this were to happen, I'd say the Gamecocks would be doing something above the ordinary.
See, I'm going with Florida Vanderbilt where you went on this one. I think South Carolina gets creamed. I don't think South Carolina is going to end for a good rest of the year at all. Kentucky rolls into Tuscaloosa to take on the number one ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. I think the point line on this one is like 34 or something like that. I don't see Alabama getting that number. I don't think it'll be a struggle or anything, but I do think Kentucky may keep it closer than some think.
That's too big a number. I mean, there's no reason for that to be a 34-point game. Now, that's not saying that they don't win 50-6 because, in other words, they get going, but it's one of those things where it just kind of the flow starts happening
right, or
it doesn't. I think Alabama's got the thing they've got to find is that intermediate passing game. They have not had that, and they really need to discover that part of their game.
They got two big road games coming up after this, so you're right about they need to find something. All right, here are the games we're going to preview this week. We got 6 of them. 3 of them are top 10 matchups, and we'll get started right away. 2 out of the Big 12 will start in the state of Oklahoma. Number 22, Texas, travels to Stillwater to play the Pokes. Oklahoma State, they can still win the Big 12. They haven't lost any Big 12 games. Just the Central Michigan thing hangs over their head now. And Texas, of course, is still hanging around. Who do you like in this game?
I like Oklahoma State, but for some reason, they just can't get the ball to bounce in their direction. And I just kind of think they're going to put it together. I think they got a good team, and I think they're going to play like a good team this week.
Oklahoma is trying to avoid what might be a nightmarish. For the record, I agree with you. I think Oklahoma State will win the game. A nightmarish September. I mean, they really have not started. They were supposed to have one of the greatest Oklahoma teams in history, and this is another game that they could lose. Now, obviously, it's October 1st, but you get what I'm saying. Number 21, TCU. They're at TCU in this game. Dangerous game for Oklahoma, right?
I think being played in Fort Worth, that makes it a big difference. And anyway, Bob Stoops, if he's going to get the LSU job, he better start winning some games. I really think at the end of the day that Oklahoma somehow is going to play a little better than they have and win this game.
I think you're right. A tough game, but I think Oklahoma gets it done. If you're listening to this on Saturday, you'll know about this game and the outcome already. But number 7, Stanford, travels to number 10, Washington, in what is a top 10 Pac-12 showdown. And I think what could be setting the table for the rest of the season, it could all hinge on this game right here for the Pac-12.
I think the fact that it's being played there in Washington, that makes it very, very intriguing. And I've watched Stanford more than I have Washington. I know Stanford is a tough, tough, tough out. They just know how to play. They bring it all the time. And Washington, they had the preseason hype and a lot of people still on their bandwagon. And so I'm just going to have to say it's a toss-up to me. Don't know.
I'm going with Washington. I think Washington gets it done at home. Again, this is Friday night. If it's, you're listening to this on Saturday, you already know who wins this game. Another top 10 matchup, number 8, Wisconsin, travels to the Big House to play the 4th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. Harbaugh, this is a game we've heard a lot of hype preseason, and Michigan's going to be Final Four team. A lot of people think Michigan's going to be destined for great things this year. This is a game where we start to find out if Michigan is for real. Or is it? Do you think Wisconsin's overrated? Do you think this really isn't a huge test for Michigan? What do you think?
I don't think Wisconsin's overrated. Okay. I think they have proven their mettle. They've had more difficulty. Michigan hadn't had any resistance this year. And so I'm leaning toward Wisconsin in this game simply because they've already been tested. They've gone through it, but they're playing at the Big House, so that makes things a lot different.
That's a very interesting pick.
I just really, really think Wisconsin will win the game.
Yeah, very interesting pick. And, again, the line on this one is 10 for Michigan. I agree. I think Wisconsin has a chance to pull off one here. But I'm going to go with Michigan just because it's at home. It's tough to go against them. You're right. They played Penn State. They blew them off the map, and they played a couple of also-rans and beat them easily. But I think Michigan gets it done at home. Number 11, Tennessee, travels to number 25, Georgia. Georgia got destroyed last week by Ole Miss. Tennessee came back, as we mentioned earlier, to beat Florida. This is a classic trap game. I mean, it really is. If you look at Tennessee coming off of an emotional comeback victory, and Georgia is supposedly down in the dumps, I like Georgia to pull the upset here. I mean, I know Nick Chubb's out for the game. That doesn't help their chances. I still like Georgia. I can't tell you why. I can't give you a lot of facts because I think Jacob Eason hasn't, you know, he's still playing like a freshman. But give me Georgia.
Well, I was going to go with Georgia, but with Nick Chubb out, I'm wondering if they can pull it off. And so I'm just really a little bit hesitant to stick with Georgia. I may have to go over to Tennessee.
Number 3, Louisville travels to Death Valley, or at least Clemson's version of Death Valley, to play in a top 5 showdown here. This is a big one. A lot of people have been talking about this one all week. Louisville, of course, destroyed Florida State a couple weeks ago. That kind of legitimized them. They are now the front runner, but Clemson's still there. They have to get past Clemson in the ACC Atlantic Division. This is for that division, basically, and probably for the ACC when it's all said and done. Very curious to hear which way you're going to go here. I think Clemson gets the win at home. And Clemson hasn't shown a whole lot this year, but this is the biggest stage by far they've been on. I think they get the win at home close over Louisville.
I think this is a pretty easy game to pick. I think Clemson will win the game, and I think they'll win it. And I think that Deshaun Watson is going to have a lot to say about it. I think he's heard all he wants to hear about the Louisville quarterback, and I think he'll come out, and I think their running attack is going to be really good. And I think their defense is going to rise to the occasion. I believe Clemson will win this game.
And the question, I guess, is if Lamar Jackson and Louisville win, or if Deshaun Watson and Clemson win, is the winner just pretty much, is that the Heisman? Is it done right there?
Well, that...
I mean, obviously, that's...
As you well know, and we found out, it's done for the week.
Yes, it's done for the week. You're right. Well, a lot of good games this weekend. A lot of top 10 matchups, and it'll be interesting to consume it all. We'll talk about it next week. We'll discuss it right here on the BunSports.com podcast as week 6. We'll be ready for week 6. We'll preview that with you next weekend as we get ready for that. But for the college football professor, I am Jacob Bunn. I hope you have a safe and enjoyable weekend.